Robert Breer was on yesterday on Afternoon Drive, and he was talking about the possibility of Deshaun's return and competing with a quarterback who would be drafted.
I think the path they'll probably take is that they draft one with a high pick in April, and then they let that quarterback compete with Deshaun Watson to be the starter. At this point, if you get rid of them, like, there is, I guess, the benefit of, all right, we're done with that, and let's move on. But, I mean, there's no financial benefit. I mean, no one's going to pay him what he's making, so there's no motivation for anyone to give him anything but the minimum, which is all you get offset. This year, it was like, we need to take another swing with him. He's got 3 years left fully guaranteed. I don't know that, like, much changes logistically about where they're at. And there's no difference cutting him in March versus cutting him in September. So you could carry him on the roster. And again, there's no difference where, all right, like, so we'll ride this out. We'll let him compete. Maybe he's got a fire lit under him and he winds up playing really well for us and we get to sit the rookie. Or it's not going anywhere. The rookie is going to start. We cut him in August.
I would probably imagine it's going to go more the latter. I mean, you can go ahead and you can do that if you want to. Going back, though, to the whole, what Jason said, being concerning about Kevin Stefanski, what did he say about him aging, basically like a U.S. president here over the last 8 months? I started to piece this together here in my own head. Can I pass something along to you here? Whether or not this is all, if we look back on this whole thing, because it's starting to spiral out of control. We're hearing some of the leaks, some of the things that are happening. Like you and I have seen this type of movie many times. I think it might come back down to a consolidation of power problem here. What was John Dorsey's fatal flaw with the Cleveland Browns?
What, not maybe working well with
hiring Freddie Kitchens. He wanted a coach that he could control. He hired Freddie Kitchens. Freddie Kitchens couldn't control the team. That was his fatal flaw. How do you have a coach?
I thought there were some other things too.
But that go at ahead. Time, okay. Go with me on this. It's not just guys. The angle is going to be one thing. There's many, 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 many reasons why things go bad. But me, I think it starts to come down to their problem here during this. I got to just tell you, during the entire DeBodesta era might be consolidation of power. Because I had one guy in John Dorsey take the power. We're going to get real football players. Remember that? People were up in arms over that. And it was a shot at the previous regime. And I even believe probably a shot at Paul DeBodesta too. Why not, right? Then you bring in Kevin Stefanski. Kevin Stefanski, smart guy. He's even keeled, does a good job, all those things that we've said nicely about Kevin, and I do think he's a good dude. You have a guy like Kevin Stefanski, you've taken power away from him. Usually, you've specified it many times, Anthony, power grows over years for coaches.
When they're like successful.
They become successful, they take over that. Now they have, you've done this level, we give you more money, we give you an extension. Now you have more of a role in the front office. Now you have more of a role in picking players. Your voice is stronger because you're one of the coaches that have survived. Your voice is more powerful than any of the other ones. So you're the one that the coach or the owner is trusting now. But why are we taking power away from him? Why did we do that? So now it comes down to a consolidation of power. They go and they get Deshaun Watson. The offense looks better with other people. You get rid of coaches who might have said the wrong thing. And now I'm taking away power from him, and he looks as listless as he's ever looked on the sidelines. Is this not a consolidation of power with Paul DeBodesta? Does that make any sense to you?
No, it does.
Did I lose you somewhere in there and then that's it?
I would ask... Over the last however many years, who has...
Near a decade now, right?
Who has Kevin Stefanski been reporting to?
I don't know. I would always imagine ownership is where the buck stops.
So that bypasses Andrew Berry? Like they always
came in at the same time. Didn't they hire Kevin first and then hire Andrew? Exactly.
They always say that...
That's why it very well could be a package deal this winter.
They always say collaborative effort. They always say... We're on the same page.
Well, it's nice to show a united front when you're a good football team.
As we know, that's impossible. There's no way that they all thought the exact same thing on some of the biggest decisions. That's just not how, and not only front offices, that's not how any decision makers in life, in any corporation work. They always have disagreements. What I've always wondered is, who wins out on those disagreements? Like, I still would love to know, and we're not going to find out till when it's all over. I would like to know the order of operations in going after and pursuing Deshaun Watson. How did that work? Who came up with the idea first? Obviously, Haslam has to sign off on a big move like that, as owners do in every city. Well, that's not a meddling owner thing. That's everywhere.
You and I have said it till we were blue in the face, and people still don't want to believe. And then at this point, I mean, again, they're the owners of the football team. Everything ends with them. So, yeah, you can believe whatever you want, but I'll say it until the cows come home. Anthony, you know it as I know it, that they had to be sold on moving on from Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Ownership.
Oh, yeah.
They loved Baker Mayfield. Now, there were things that happened in that season, in the 2021 season, that led to them being open to the idea of moving on from Baker Mayfield. And even though no one wants to admit it, it was because of Baker and some of the things that he was doing.
Sure.
Is what led them to start to think that maybe they would move away from. But they love Baker Mayfield. They know that the fans love Baker Mayfield. Jimmy Haslam is an owner. He's obsessed with finding a quarterback because he's an owner in professional sports and he's a football owner. They're all obsessed with finding a quarterback. And he thought he had his. And I've said that over and over, and so have you. And I don't think it matters to any fans. It's just, you know what? The owner's where it ends. That's where it goes. Like, we can do it with Dolan. We can do it with Gilbert. We can do it with everybody. The owner's the owner, and I've just accepted that over time. But to the point of going out and getting Deshaun Watson, what's it all mean? Who answers for it? Who ultimately pays the price for it?
Well,
I will find out later on, because I don't know if this whole thing can be sustained. If they go out there and they play well with Jameis Winston, maybe Jameis Winston changes a lot of people's mind. Or maybe Kevin does have more power by the end of the year and things change. Maybe you do not need to put him with what looks like an arranged marriage with Ken Dorsey.
Well, if Winston,
maybe you don't need to do that.
Yeah, we haven't talked about this yet because we've had other things to really diagnose since it seems like the season's over, just in terms of what they can do this year. But if Jameis Winston looks really good in the Kevin Stefanski offense, doesn't that save Kevin Stefanski's job?
I would think so.
But doesn't it? I mean, it would have to, right?
Yeah.
Because now it would point to the issues you had were still really on the quarterback. But if all of a sudden they're getting lined up right, then you're wondering, what could the previous quarterback, could he not get the plays in? Could they not communicate those and do it in a timely manner and do it like they practice?
Right. I can advocate for Kevin Stefanski to run that offense, or excuse me, to run the football team, if they go out and they show that they're a better all-around football team with Jameis Winston as their quarterback. But if they're a package deal, what do I say about Andrew Berry at this point?
Yeah. Well, just the drafts haven't
been
good
enough. What can I say about him? Because I can look you dead in the eye at the end of the year and say, if it goes this way, I trust Kevin Stefanski to be the head coach of this football team. Can I look anybody dead in the eye right now and say that I trust Andrew Berry to make the first pick going into next year? And it wouldn't be the first pick. I mean, you would start to win games. You would finish maybe somewhere in the middle or somewhere towards the back end top 10. But do I tell anybody that I actually trust Andrew Berry right now? My trust is shaken. He does good with trades. I need him to execute the picks.
They might be making a lot of trades coming up.
That is a possibility.
Just one other thing, and I tweeted this to you because you had asked about the consolidation that could be going on in the front office. And I remembered back at the Greenbrier, I thought this was, it was a footnote at the time. It wasn't a huge deal. We didn't do big shows on it all week when it happened. But when they were talking about the extensions of Berry and Stefanski, D. Haslam said, well, they're really great men. First of all, really good leaders. I think the players really respect them and the entire staff works really well with them. They know how to get everybody to come together with the same goals. It really makes a difference. Then the Haslams clarified that Chief Strategy Officer Paul DePodesta, who was named the Browns' Chief Strategy Officer, was not extended. And Jimmy Haslam said, we're working through the situation with Paul. It's a little bit different because he lives in San Diego, but we're comfortable Paul will remain with us in some very important fashion for the long term.
Okay.
Just the fact he had to go out of his way to say that, and the fact that he was not extended, I mean, kind of did make me think back then that there could be some structural changes coming, win or lose.
Okay. But this goes back to, because we see 11-6, and that's on the surface. How many fans would go with me on this? A long, drawn-out thing here. How many fans in the back of their heads were watching the Joe Flacco experience going, well, we don't necessarily know what we're going to get from Deshaun Watson next year, so we better enjoy this experience? Do you think that they saw that in the front office, this experience going with Joe Flacco, and said, well, we better watch out because now we're going to run out of excuses here. We need to do it. And this is why I talk about consolidation of power. When things don't go well, what is our natural reaction to do with things? If things weren't going well on this show, what is your natural reaction to do things? Cut people out? Take over? I can only trust myself to get this done. Remember, like that's what people say. If you're going to get a damn thing done, you can only do it yourself. Do you think that that's like they already saw that at the beginning of last or at the end of last year where, hey, I don't know what this quarterback's going to do. Andy has a shoulder injury. Andy has a confidence issue. And now we have to go back in this direction here. And do you think that that was maybe part of it? And maybe that Alex Van Pelt or God knows who was telling them things that telling Paulie Podesta things or something that he didn't want to hear.
I'm sure that that's part of it, especially if you're as collaborative as you say and people don't walk on eggshells around you, that they do feel free to voice whatever's on their mind. I will say the way this works, not just in the NFL, but in sports, but we have famous examples in the NFL, is that when things go south like this, when you start losing, it's this early in the season, you have an owner who famously does have the ear of certain individuals more than others over time.
Yeah.
You do get power struggles.
Yeah.
And what I wonder, you keep saying, is this a tandem? Do they come in together? Do they go out together? Is it all going to be that way? Or does somebody emerge from having those kind of complicated issues?
Oh, maybe already in our organization. Like, so Glenn Cook would become the general manager, possibly?
Could it happen? Could Kevin Stefanski get it back? Can he reclaim some of that standing? Does he have a chance to exert his power, his authority? Well, if Jameis plays well over the rest of the season, I can make an argument for that.